The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, and we're in volume 4, and we're up to letter number 859, Tuf Tuf Nun Tes, and this is Baruch Hashem on the 11th day of Teves, in the year Tuf Shin Aleph in Brooklyn, and the Rebbe's addressing it. The name is blotted out here, so we don't know who the Rebbe addresses it to. So the Rebbe writes in London, I had received your letter you wrote in the 10th day of Kislev, in which you notify me that according to your opinion, the situation with your daughter is very serious, and you're asking me to pray for her. And you conclude that the instant that she is going to become healthy, totally, you're going to become an observant Jew. You're going to start to keep the religion. He writes to the Rebbe, as soon as she heals fully, he's going to... He's making a deal with the Rebbe over here. So the Rebbe says, I didn't respond to you immediately because of the many preoccupations. Although, while I was at the gravesite of my father-in-law, the Rebbe Arei Kaparos Mishkovoy, I did mention your daughter for a request for a speedy, quick recovery. And I'm sure that he gave his blessings. In addition to this, that your brother-in-law notified me that the situation of your daughter has become a little better, I hope that you will be able to notify me shortly that she has totally, thank you, that she has totally returned back to her original health.
Amen.
Notwithstanding that you write in your letter that you are a free thinker, I still headed the title of this letter with the title Ish Yirei Elokim, a God-fearing man. Because we heard more than once and twice from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, Arena Kaparish Mukovi, that he called a Jewish person an Ish Yirei Elokim, a God-fearing man, because this is his nature. In the language of my father-in-law, that a Jew, he isn't able to, and he doesn't want to, tear himself away from godliness. It is only that sometimes because of external causes, he can imagine in himself, in his soul, that he is not a God-fearing, God forbid, or as you write in your letter, that you are a free thinker. We see naturally that in order to be able to see the inside, the inner part of the soul of the man, so that's usually made when a person gets shook up. This can happen in one of two extremes. Either sometime to a terrible happening, something terrible happens, shakes you up, or sometimes in an extremely joyous occasion that will cause you, more than the usual, will cause you sort of a shake up. Through these two types of occurrences, the soul gets shaken up and the external garments fall away, and then you can reveal the purity and the inside of the man's soul. In your case, the Rebbe says, your inside has become revealed through the sickness of your daughter, may she live. So, I pray, he says, and may it be Hashem's will, that from here and on, don't ignore your inside. And if that Hashem's will be that it should be revealed, not only your inside, but the inside of your inside, even deeper. So he's praying, the Rebbe is praying for him, that it shouldn't be through bad things, it should only be through just matters or happenings of joy. It should happen to you, that should shake you up. So the Rebbe says, well, you need to be shaken up, but not from bad things, only from good things. The Rebbe says, I hope to hear very soon good news from the health of your daughter and generally from your general matters in general, with blessings that you should be able to give good news physically, spiritually, very soon, and the Rebbe's signature. And amazing how, again, you know, the Rebbe is encouraging everybody, and the Rebbe is basically saying that we should take the opportunity and get the message. I've seen other places, Rebbe says, sometimes things happen and we go through like difficulties to get the message. So if we get the message right away, then we don't need to sort of linger with that. So if, let's say, God, something bad happens. And so if you get the message that it's something to shake you up, so then as soon as you get the message, then everything bad goes away because you got the message. So if you do it, the quicker you get the message, the quicker it happens. But the Rebbe is blessing him that the message should come only through good ways, not in bad ways.